In truth, I have never been able to discover that there was anything disgraceful in being a colored man, but I have often found it inconvenient. In America. So said Burt Williams. At the height of his career, Burt Williams was a dominant figure in the entertainment industry and central to the creation of spaces that included African-American performers, creators, and theater workers of all stripes. From Indahomie to the Ziegfeld Follies, his work was revolutionary and transformative to what theater could be. Beginning with George Walker as a minstrel performer, Williams' pioneer work pushed the limits of what it could mean to embody an African-American on the American stage. From disparaging and cruel stereotypes to fully human, complex, and comedic characters. Throughout his career, Burt Williams performed in blackface, though not exclusively. He wrote, directed, and starred in the 1916 film Natural Born Gambler, in which he is the only character in blackface. Media studies scholar Raquel Gates writes that this act, being the sole blackface performer in an almost all-black cast, demonstrates how black performers sometimes use this makeup as a mask to differentiate between cinematic tropes of blackness and real black people, a practice that indicates a keen awareness, yes, even then, of how cinema functions in relation to representation. In 1910, political leader and educator Booker T. Washington wrote that Williams has done more for our race than I have. He has smiled his way into people's hearts. I have been obliged to fight my way.